Okay, today's daf is Kedushin and daf Samach Gimel, as we're still in the middle of Perek HaOmer, the Perek of Tanaim, Mishpatei Tanaim, but now we're still in the discussion of the sugya of Makna Davar Shlomo La'olam. As we mentioned yesterday, the two different approaches, how the Achronim explain what the problem is according to the Man D'Amar Ein Ad Makna Davar Shlomo La'olam, whether it's a problem of Smichas Das, that we're not Syria, the parties involved do not think that it's really going to happen, because then therefore there's no Gemara's Das, and therefore maybe if it was Syria shown in some other way, then it can substitute, or we say no, the problem is more of a formal problem of there's nothing to be Chalon, and therefore it wouldn't matter how serious they are, if there's nothing to be Chalon, there's nothing to be Chalon. That's it. So that's what we mentioned, is the big discussion of the Achronim in Parshas Toldos regarding the sale of the Bechorah. So we mentioned yesterday the discussion of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Machlokas, the Gemara brought down in the Braisa, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says that you're allowed to say the fruit of this aruga, detached or attached, will be a trumo l'kisheyaviyu shlish, not only when they are cut, which was Rabbi Yochanan's shita yesterday of kol shabiyado lavku b'chusar ma'is adami, but it's even Rabbi Yaakov who says, even if they're not here yet, that was right, another makna davar shlomo la'olam. So we had a machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef yesterday, in the first version, we're up to the second version, so that's why we're reviewing the first version. Rabbi said, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov only says that if it's somewhat grown, if it's shachas, but if it's agam, if it's not grown at all, Rashi says, einel et smachim racham, very soft growths that could just be folded on each other and very little, so then he doesn't go that far. Rabbi Yosef, yeah, Rabbi Yosef says he goes that far also. Afilu ba'agam. That was the first version. Now we have a second version. V'ikad da'amre, but the tema is up at the bottom. Amar Rabba, lo amar Rabba Elazar ben Yaakov, elo b'shachas tebe kivsha, elo b'shachas tebe shakyelo. They both Rabba and Rabbi Yosef hold, you need shachas, you need some kind of Nikar growth, some type of recognizable growth. The machlokas is whether you need a growth that is totally on a person's actions or something that's totally on naturally HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions. Meaning, Rabbah holds, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov only holds his shita, that it is okay and it works by shachas to be kivsha. What shachas to be kivsha? So Rashi says, a sada that uses rainwater. Right, so rainwater he can assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care. Aval b'shachas de b'shakya, but a field that needs to be irrigated, right? So then you would not say, you don't say it as if it happened already, because a maisa adam is needed, and therefore you can't say ki'ilu ba. Ki'ilu asa. Rav Yosef Amar Filu B'shachas B'shakya. Rav Yosef says, no, even a field that has to be irrigated, you're still allowed to view it as already occurred, because you already have, it's already Bala Olam somewhat. Kemanaz Laha D'Tanya. And now we have the same thing as we said yesterday. So who does the Brisa or the Mishnah, depending if you had these few lines in our Mishnah. That was the question. If your wife has a baby girl, she's going to be married to me, so we say that's nothing. Chanina said about that, that only applies if the wife is not pregnant yet. But if the wife is pregnant, we say his words there that he's married to that unborn child. Kiman, kishahukar ubra v'divri akol. So now we say that would apply kishahukar ubra, meaning only after 3 months worth, v'divri akol, and that is according to everybody, because according to this version, both Rabbah and Rav Yosef require shachas, require hukar ubar, so require hukar ha-growth. So too, if you put it into the parallel case, they would say also here, you dafka need hukar ubra. Interesting, hukar ubra, is that a practical, you know the baby is there, or is it a halachic time period? We know that in Hilchos Nida, the post can discuss that once a woman is hukar ubra, so then, you know, she doesn't have to keep Hilchos Nida anymore, because now you know that she's pregnant. So the post can discuss, but what about Bizman Azeh, when you can know about pregnancy before hukar ubra, which is generally assumed to be 3 months in Chazal, but nowadays you can know you're pregnant even beforehand. So most post can assume that it's not, you don't have to wait 3 months. Meaning, right when a woman knows that she's pregnant, so then there's no more, right? You don't have to, no more hachas nida, that she's already considered musulekes dam. Okay, 2 points about the halacha lemaisa. So, interesting, Abaya is about to say, we'll read the next line for a minute, Amar Abaya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Meir, kulu sfirilahu adam makra davar shlomo la'olam. Abaya says, all of these shitas, all three of these, hold adam makra, a person can be makra, a davar shlomo la'olam. The Ran in Maseches Sukkah says that there are two types of ways the Gemara sometimes says all these people hold the same thing. The Ran says in Dav Gimel Amud Aleph in Maseches Sukkah in the Daf Yarif, Kol Heichad Amrinan Rebbe Ploni Uploni Amru Davar Echad. Whenever the Gemara says all of these rabbis say one thing, so then that means Heim Shavim B'Divrehem Lagamrei. That means it's exactly the same shita. The Kolach and Modal Devechaveru, and everybody agrees to each other. If they say, they all say Dover Echad. The Yesh, fine. The Efshar Dahavil Chazakavasai, we might even hold like that. Aval, Kolachad Amrina, but if the Gemara says as follows, Rebbe Ploni Kulu Sphir Lahu Ki Hacha, Hav Yeshita Shi Kabbalah Biagonim Zal, Delesel Chazakhad Meinayu. If they all say, if they all go Dover Echad, then fine, but here it doesn't say that. Here it just says they all hold. Well, they all hold this, they all hold that. So then, we say that halacha does not have to be like that. Because it doesn't mean they're exactly the same shita. Omrim davar echad means they're exactly the same shita, and therefore we would hold like that, because you have all these great rabbis that say the same thing. But when it just says they all hold blank, not davar echad, here they all hold adam machna davar shlomo la'olam, it says the inyan that they hold, so then A, it doesn't have to be that they all hold the same thing, and B, exactly the same thing, and B, maybe because of that, we don't have to hold like that. We don't have to hold like that, and that's exactly the point here. We don't hold like that. We hold ein adam machna davar shlomo la'olam. The problem is that we generally hold like Elazar ben Yaakov. Right? Mishnah of Elazar ben Yaakov, kavinaki, the Gemara says, right? 103 times, the Rosh says, kav, right, so it's clean, and we usually hold like him. And look at the Rashi. Rashi here says, fourth to last skinny line, Ukad Elazar ben Yaakov kaimalon de mishnaso kavanaki. So what do we do with that? So maybe you have to say that maybe you can give a different explanation to him. He's not really holding makna de mishnaso bala olam. Maybe he's saying it is bala olam. That's why he's limited to shachas. Right, that's why you need some type of bala olam. Either way, you have to figure out the psak, how that works. There's also a Shitas HaRambam that has to be mentioned. That is the Rambam, we mentioned this a little while ago, about the case of the man marrying the Ubar. What's the Shita of the Rambam? The Rambam says, Ha'omer l'chaveira, and the Rambam paskins ein on the machna davar shlomo la'olam, like Rav Rishon. So, Ha'omer l'chaveira, miyotuchay shechana keva, harayim u'kadesh ha'sleiv, man goes over to his friend and says, if your wife has a keva, she's married to me, lo amar klum, right? Nothing. V'im ha'isa eishas chaveiro mi'uberes, and if the wife is your friend's wife is pregnant, though v'hukar ha'ubar harizu mukudeshes, the Rambam says that works again. Even though the Rambam says, and the Gemara seems to say that only works according to the Mandam Rabbeinu and the Machlokes Rabbeinu Shlomo La'olam. But the Rambam says harizu mukudeshes v'yirali. The Rambam says v'yirali, which always means, as we mentioned, the Rambam saying something now misvara, not based on a source. V'yirali shetzarech lachzor ulakadish osame aviha achar shetivaled. Get married again after she's born. Kedei sheyachnis osa bekidushin she'ein bahen dofi. So that you're married without anybody saying what kind of marriage is that? But it sounds like make her then you're married even without that. They just do it again lachumra. Says the Ravid Amar Avram lafiha halacha lo nomar hukar hu ubra mukudeshes el olas v'laz ben Yaakov damar adam makan davar shlomo la'olam v'las elchaz akavasei. That's what I'm talking about. Right? Alach not like olas ben Yaakov. So the Magen Mishnah says, you have to say according to the Rambam, like we just said for Rashi, v'sover abedu, shafilu misha sover, ina d'lachna d'vashla b'la olam, v'hukar ubar mode. It must be that, you know, hukar ubra is somewhat different, and therefore that's according to the Makra d'vashla b'la olam. Is there a svara? How could you get married to a fetus? Even if hukar ubar, how could you do that? Says Reb Chaim, on that Rambam, why isn't this lo b'la olam, even if it's hukar ubra? She's not here yet, right? This girl, you don't even know if it's a boy or a girl. So says the Gemara, says Reb Chaim, Ashi nira lo mevedas Rambam, de be'emes, kol shehukar ubra hakidushin tofsin biha ubar umiskadeshes miyad. Ve'eno tzarech lomer lekeshet teled, ki im hata hakidushin tofsin b'digmar in miyad. There's a maisa kidushin right away, says Reb Chaim. The chalos cannot apply yet. But for a maisa kidushin, you don't need to give the ring to the girl. Or you're doing the Maisa Kedushin with the father. But the Maisa Kedushin can occur yet. Ella de ha'ubar kiva de lo chashiv isha chaladino. But she's not a woman yet. That's why it's held in abeyance. The avagav din is kacha v'kidushek far nigmaru v'kamakam ein b'ha'ubar din miskadeshes v'ishus. Says Reb Chaim, to an unborn fetus, to do a marriage to her through the father, that's possible. It's possible. That's not Eina D'Bakla D'Vashal Bala Olam. Because Eina D'Bakla D'Vashal Bala Olam, he's going to say in a minute, is only where the Maisa Kedusha cannot take place yet. Something's not grown yet, somebody's not Jewish yet, right? Maybe that's the difference. But here, the baby's inside. So you can do a Maisa Kedusha with the father on behalf of the child. You just can't have the Chalos Kedusha because she's not a woman yet. She can't be an Eishas Ish. You can't have Ishus yet. She can't be Miss Kadeshus yet. But the Maisa Kedusha can take place, and therefore, it's not a problem. Mashenkin Be'ubar, Sheinachi, if you marry your sister, so says the Rambam, that's not even a, right, that's not even a Maisa Kedusha. It's nothing. Right? If there's a halachic problem, that's even worse. A physical problem is not so bad. A halachic problem is worse. The tefisa kedusha is not the problem. And when she becomes out, then she is an isha. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The question is, what does the Ravid argue on? That's what he continues then. Does the Ravid argue on that you can't even do a Maisa Kedushin here? Or does he say you can do a Maisa Kedushin, but that's still a problem made on the Makhazav Shavala Obala Obala? That's the question what the Ravid would argue on, but either way, you have to say, according to the Rambam, that Hukar Ubra, like we said for Rashi, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is Kavanaki, that even according to the Mandamar about the Makhazav Shavala Obala, they would agree here by Hukar Ubra. Would you say Uber Yerachimahu? That's a question that some of the Rishonim try to figure out for the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins Uber Yerachimah, I think. But I have to check into it again. So I'm saying if that's true, but still it's only a Yerach. If it's the Yerach, I mean, it's better and it's worse. It's considered a Yerach, but you can't get married to a Yerach.
Right.
Right. I'm saying the more independent it is, the more my solution might work better. So I don't remember what the Rambam Paskins. I have to look it up. Okay. Says the Gemara. So again, Abaye says three lines from the bottom. There are Bozem and Yaakov, Rebbe and Rebbe Meir all hold Adam is Makhada Vashal Bala Olam. Right? Which is difficult for the Rambam. You want to say Lomdis wise, the Makhada would agree, but the Gemara doesn't call it that. Bozem and Yaakov Adam Amr, Bozem and Yaakov is what was just said. Unless you say it's only according to Bozem and Yaakov's Rav Yosef's understanding of Agam. That's what the Gemara is calling Adam Makhnadova Shlobal Olam. Because there it's not grown yet at all. But maybe according to the other versions that you need Shachas, maybe the Gemara is not calling that Adam Makhna. Maybe. Rebbe, so where's Rebbe Shita? Detanya, Lo Saskir Eved Aladonav. Pasuk says a Dvarim. Literally, the Pasuk Pashtus means that you shouldn't make an Eved, you shouldn't return an Eved who escaped to his master. But, as we'll see, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe Darsh is an additional level of interpretation, Belokech Eved Amonasal Shachar HaKaz Medaber. Buying an Eved, wanting and having Kavanah to free him, HaKaz Medaber. Because Rashi says, it can't be that it's a case where you already have freed your Eved, and now you want to take him back in order to free him, because he's not your Eved anymore. So the Gemara wouldn't say, Los Asker Eved El Adonav. That's what Rashi says in the fourth line. If you already freed him, and now you want to take him back, Lokari Lekra Eved. He wouldn't be called an Eved, because he's not your Eved anymore. You already freed him. So what's the case? Hechidami. Amr, Rachmar Yitzchak, Kigon. What's the pasuk referring to? Tekasavle, you wrote a Shtar Shichr to him. He's your Eved. He's your Eved now. And you write a Shtar Shichr to him, when I free you, Lishake Echacha, and I take you back, Hariyatzvacha Kone Lechamei Akshav. Right, you're at a mishtar that when I buy you, so then you will be nikne. You will be nikne from now. And obviously that is a davar shelo bala olam. When I buy you, right, he didn't buy him yet. He's not his eved yet in order to free him. So that is a davar shelo bala olam. So that is Shitas Rebbe. The big discussion here in the Rishonim is one word. He says, when I buy you, harei atzmacha kani lecha me'achshav. What is the purpose of that word me'achshav? Which usually makes something kick in l'mafreya. We're talking about a other makna davar shelo bala olam. So that is not here now. And it's not the shichur is not working from here either. Right? Because he's not his eved yet. So you're not going to say it's mishukhur l'mafreya because he's not mishukhur l'mafreya. So ask all the Rishonim, what is this word me'achshav doing here? Do we say that according to the mandam or about the makna davar shelo bala olam, you need the word me'achshav there? Which doesn't really help anyway. because it's not Lamafreya. So Tosfos on top says, Hacha mashma de lamanda mar de makam devashla balolam, become makam sarachulam or meyachshav. Sounds like from here you have to say meyachshav. Rabbi's putting in meyachshav. But really, Tosfos is the continuation. I don't understand why that should be. But the 10th skinny line, the afak av delesa bemilse halon nir lo markain. And it doesn't appear to well, you should have to say meyachshav. Why? De misvara. Mihani lamanda mar la de makne lo devashla balolam, kidvarsha balolam. If you say Adam Makna Davar Shlo Bala Olam, why should you have to say Me'akshav? Just like a low, according to the Mandamar of Ein Adam Makna, whenever Kinyanim work, you don't have to say Me'akshav, unless you wanted to go to Mafreya. So to according to the Mandamar of Adam Makna, you shouldn't have to say Me'akshav. So what's the point of Me'akshav, says Tosfos? So the answer is, you're right. Really, you don't have to say Me'akshav, says Tosfos. Why does it say Me'akshav here? Lakacho Mari, says Tosfos, you only say Me'akshav here because you're worried that he's going to lose the shtar. He's going to worry that something's going to happen in the future. You're not going to have the star anymore, so then Me'akshav might help you from the last time you had the star. To lo dummy, to lo gabi kiddushin. Why by kiddushin? You don't have to say Me'akshav. Have no time to lo boil a mamer Me'akshav. Bishop destan kiddushin bekesef. Vikini most lo misbatel. Even if the money's lost later on, it's not misbatel. It's considered the person's money. Even this achlo most we had earlier in Dachnun Tess. Aval hacha gabi shikra shalevet, vegabi sadeh. Doesn't rov kinyon in bishtar. And if you don't say Me'akshav, if the star gets lost, it's not going to be mishukhrar. Meaning, Tosfos comes up with a reason why you have to say Me'akshav, not for a fundamental reason. Me'ikar Adin, one does not have to say Me'akshav. The Ramban here has a shita, which the Rashba and the Ritva, his Talmidim, discuss. The Ramban suggests that maybe there are two types of lobala olams. Two types of lobala olams. Really, says the Ramban, let me find it, the Ramban says, Lav lameimris anasa mishukhra lamafreya. Right, obviously the Me'akshav is not there to tell you that you know, it happens to Mafreya. Ubanim shenoldu kodem mekosho zek sheirim heim. She'ein adem mishachra, and whatever children are born are considered free. She'ein adem mishachra, ato shel chaveiro. V'chidira she'im niskara haget o sha'ava she'inu mishukhrar. What is the Me'akshav doing, says the Ramban? El alomar shekivin shekhasav, eino yachol lachzer bo. You can't be chozer bo. Right when you write the shtar. Right when you buy this evet, he's automatically free. You can't decide otherwise not to do it. You can't go against it. Says the Rashba, why? If it didn't take place yet, why can't nothing take place yet? Mimanav shach, he asks on his Rebbe, the Ramban. If something took place already, then Me'akshav should be literal. If nothing took place already, then you should be able to be chozer bo. But this is the sheet of the Ramban. You could have this middle approach. Nothing happened yet, but Me'akshav makes it, you can't be chozer bo. And that's why he's saying it. He says, V'lo ivanti tam davar, says the Rashba. Mimanav shach, imei no chozer bo, hari anu roanis aget ki luchal. It already happened already, which is a huge chiddush. V'im lo chal, im kain, afli nechazara kain. V'yachalazim akodim shalacho, tal lo chal. See, he doesn't understand his Rebbe's teaching. He says, how can the Rabban say that Me'akshav says, you can't be chozer bo if, you know, nothing happened already? But this is the Rashba. The Rashba argues on his Rebbe. The Ritva tries to explain it. But this is the Shita of the Ramban, what the purpose of Me'akshav is. Right? So that he can't be chozer bo. Okay, that is all, though, number two, Shita of Adam Makna, according to the Gemara. So we have Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and we have Rebbe, and now we have Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir d'Tanya, ha'omer le'isha, our Mishnah. Harei ha'mukudeshes li lachar shez gayer. Lachar shez gayeri, you married to me. After I, right, I'm converted, lachar shez gayeri, lachar shez dachar, lachar shez dachari, lachar shez badach, lachar shez dachar, lachar shez dachar, lachar shez dachar, lachar shez dachar, eina mukudeshes. According to the Tanakamo, all the cases of Dover Shalom Bala Olam, so therefore it does not work. Remember, right, Gerus, we usually say, we said yesterday that Avdus is Kebehema beforehand. Gerus is, if I was thinking about the Lashon, Gershon is Gayer, Kikon Shinola Dami, as if you're born. So you could say it's connected to that idea of marrying the Nekeva before Hukar Uber, right? Or after Uber while she's pregnant. Because Gershon is Gayer, if you take it literally, Kikon Shinola Dami. We've discussed in the past what the Svar for that is, right? The Chassam Sofer. All the Achronim discuss what the Svar for it is. The Chassam Sofer has his suggestion what it is. He asked the question of what the Makar is. The Mesh Chachma says maybe it's Shuvu Lochem Lo'alechem, beginning of Sefer Dvarim, because after Harsina say go back to your tents. Some of them have to be married to people who they were also to. Right? Some of those illicit relationships. Right? Amram was married, right, to his aunt, right, Moshe's parents. So Shuvu Lochem Lo'alechem, go back to, if everybody could go back, it must be that Gershon is Gai Gunshin Al-Adami. That's what the Mesh Chachma suggests. So you see that maybe that's a parallel type of case in the Makna Devar Shlo Bala Olam. That's all the Tanakama. Rabbi Meir Omer Mekudeshes. Rabbi Meir says it works. Rabbi Yochanan lo Amar Inu Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer Mekudeshes. Umatam Amru Inu Mekudeshes. Now we're adding on to this last Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says really it works. Adam Makna Davish Labal Olam. So why do we say Midirabanan, they're not married? Mishum Eva. Because in two of the cases we say they're not married, because this Tanai is going to cause hatred. Why? Because if a man says to a woman, I'm married to you after my wife dies, meaning your sister, you know, what kind of marriage is that going to be? You know, or I'm married to you after your husband dies, you know, come on. So that's why Chazal said that kedusha is not a marriage. Right? That basically, based on afke'inu, based on not letting it get off the ground. So in those two cases where it's going to cause a problem in the relationship, Chazal are very supportive of Shalom Bayis. And this, they don't want you to make this subject tonight. But Nachshon Ami Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Aye, so what Ami Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is the one that just said Yom Kudeshes. So why don't we add him onto the list of the Gemara? The Gemara says only three. How about this one? The Gemara answers, Haina Rabbi, Ayin Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. What do you mean? He's on the list. I don't know what the Havamina was. I'm not sure what the Havamina was. I looked a little bit, but Tzarech Ian. What was the Havamina that, oh, they didn't know Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was Rabbi? Tzarech Ian. Period. So one of the Achronim asked, according to the Manda Amar, let's say Adam Makra Davash Labala Olam. Right, so therefore, if a non-Jew gives a relachash es gayer, a non-Jew gives the money to a woman, so then we say that marriage is going to work, according to Rimeir, according to the other Shitas. So, 1 second, say the Achronim, say the Gemara Baba Kama describes, and elsewhere, that when you, how does a Kenyan Kesef work? Right, when you get the money, so then you're obligated, you now owe the item, to give in lieu, right, a tamura for the kesef. But 1 minute, kasha answer of Shimon Shkap l'das asover shagezal akamuter. Right, the machlokas tanaim. We're machmir lahalacha, but there's a shita that says stealing from an akum is mutter. Right, maybe it's not the best derech eretz, maybe it's not the best kavod abrius, but meikar adin. We don't pasken this way. We pasken gezal akum is aser. But let's say gezal akum is mutter. So eich yochol akum lakadish bekesef laachash es gayer. So therefore, if the Akum gives the woman the money, I'm married to you after I get converted, but 1 minute. We usually say, what's the halacha? That Gezel Akum is mutter. And therefore, here, they gave you the money, so you owe something now? You owe a marriage in as tamura this? 1 minute. Ein ha'isha chayves l'hachsul osa kesef. Kibitcha Gezel Akum mutter, vim yova lo techayves l'shalin lo. She has no responsibility to this money. So what kind of deceit is there? It's her money now. He's a guy. Says Rav Shimon Shkap, according to the Uraim, there's a very important sheet of the Uraim. The Uraim says, so they talk about this, the Magen Avraham quotes this in Hilchos Sukkah. Right? Hilchos Sukkah. Why Hilchos Sukkah? If you get an esrog from a guy. The Uraim says there could be a status that something is considered that you don't have to return it to the other person, but it's not called Lachem. It's not really yours. There's a limbo status. That's why it comes up in Hilchos Sukkah and Dalad Minim. L'das asof shgezel akum mutter mikomakom enu yotze yidei chova be'esrog. Shigel is gezel me'akum lo nikro lachem. Shatara lo asta mamonim hefker shiyucha kodem lozakas mamonim below haknas nachri. So that's a very important middle reshus that you can have according to the Urayim. You might not have to return it, but it's not yours. Don't for a moment think it's yours. Very important, Musar Haskel. So for Yidin Vasei, it's Mutter, we pass it also anyway. But that is the Shita of, so Shimon Shkap says, maybe according to that Uraim, that's why the marriage still doesn't work, because you still need something that's really Lachem, something that's really yours, in order to get married. Okay, the Uraim's quoted in the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Sukkah. Says the Gemara, Viter, where are we? V'nachshav Nami Rabbi Akiva, why don't we also put Rabbi Akiva on the list? Rabbi Akiva should be one that holds other Makhlo Davash Lavolam. Why? Titania, because we had in Ksubis, we had in Nedarim, Konam Shani Yosel Lepicha. If a woman says to a man that Konam, it should be a Konam, it should be Usser, all that I earn for you, all my Maisei Adayim should be Usser to you. So Tanakama says, Ein Usser Chalhafer. Doesn't have to be made for it. Why? Because she's Meshubedis to him. She's Meshubedis, she has to work for him, so she can't make a Neder about that. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yafer. Rabbi Akiva said, no, he has to be made for why? Shemetad defalav yasman aroilo. Maybe she'll make more than she's obligated to make for him, and therefore on that extra, on the Hadafa, then she can make a Neder. She's not Meshubedis. But what do you see from there? The Maisei Adayim are not here now. So therefore, isn't this an example of Adam Makne, or Adam Makdish, or Oser, Dover, Shalob Alolam? We're assuming all those go together. Answers the Gemara. Hayitbra Allah, Amr Punef, Raider of Yeshua, no, but Omeris, Yikachi, Yadai, Losayam. The case over there is talking about a case where she was Makdish her hands, regarding the handiwork that comes from them. Viyadai, Misnu Ba'olam, and her hands are Ba'olam. So this is not a case of Adam Makne, Dover, Shalob Alolam. It is Bala Olam Kfar. Two discussions that Tosfos has on this Gemara. Number one is the second to last Tosfos, where Tosfos discusses that we know from Maseches Nedarim, the rule is that a man is only allowed to be mefer nedarim that are inui nefesh, that are, you know, very difficult for her, uncomfortable for her, inui nefesh, make her suffer somewhat, and dvarim shebein olavina, items that are between him and her. So what's the case here? Which is it? Tadi nefesh, not my siyadayim, right? She's not suffering. And is it bein olavena? Is the hadafa bein olavena? Why is that? Why is that in either of the two categories? So Tosfos says yes, because it's impossible that you know exactly how much was needed and how much was above. So it's a bazo. He's definitely going to use some of the hadafa, right? So it is bein olavena. That's Tosfos sheet in the second to last Tosfos. Ef sheshlo yena yosem neroylo v'yosem hapashar masiyadeha. It's impossible that he'll be so careful. That's Tosfos. The Ritva says that no. What's she going to use this hadafa for? Probably to buy makeup, jewelry, probably to beautify herself. So that is considered a davar shebeino levena. That is Tosfos. That's the first issue. The second issue is regarding the last line. We say hands, the hands are ba'olam. Yadayim is ba'olam, and therefore ma'isi yadayim, her ma'isi yadayim flow from the hands. Tosfos says, in the last Tosfos, v'havi kemakdish dekel peirosa. It's just like you give a tree to the Beis HaMikdash, but you say, I'm giving the tree le'inyin, the fruit that come out of it. That's called Dekel Peirosav, which the Gemara says, and Tosfos quotes here, even if you hold Ein Adam Makron Devash Le'Olam, that works. Because the tree, Lagabi, its fruit, is considered Ba'olam. That is Shitas Tosfos. The Rashba, very important Rashba, in Ksubas Daf and Tes, we mentioned it there, he discusses when is something called Bala Olam, when is it Lo Bala Olam. The Gemara here discusses work, earnings that come from a woman's hand, to fruit that come from a tree. But the Rashba, I'm not so clear that that's so comparable. You know, fruit from a tree is natural occurrence. It's natural and it's probable that it's going to come. Fruit grow from a tree. What if a person doesn't work? It's not natural that earnings come from hands. You know, if she works, she can decide not to work. So the Rashba discusses back and forth, you know, how can we compare that? The Dekel of Peirosav, Dinahu, Dibakniyas HaDekel, Yiknah Peiros, David, Asamineh. It comes from that. To me, Gufo Shaldekelein, it's coming from the tree. And it's not only more probable and natural, but it comes from inside the tree. Nothing's coming from inside her hands. It's from outside. Right? Who says this is the same thing? You know what it's more comparable to? Lamakdish my trap regarding whatever animals get trapped in it today. That's what the yadayim are like. It's not like a tree with fruit. That's more natural, and it's from inside the tree. So the Rashba says, I'm not so sure about this comparison that Tosfos makes and that the Gemara makes here to the person of Adamach and Davash Labalo. Okay, let's continue. Says the next Mishnah. Homer Leisha. Hariyah Mukudash is Liam Nasha Adabra Lech Vashulton. Let's say there's a chassan who works for the traffic authority. And he says to her, I'm married to you on condition that I get you out of that traffic ticket. Right? I'm going to speak to the government for you. I'm going to speak to the Shulton for you. And with that Hana'a, Lechora, we'll see what the Gemara says. With that Hana'a, I'm married to you. The SM Chakapala, I'll work for you for a day. Right, so the Gemara says, well, if he did what he said he was going to do, Mekudeshes, then fine, they're married. And if not, they're not married. The pashtus of the Mishnah does not say whether he succeeded in getting the traffic ticket off. He just says, he did it, he was Medaber L'Shilton. The Rishonim say, it sounds like from the Tosefta also, that he doesn't have to help. He just has to do it. The Rambam says he has to help. The Rambam says he has to accomplish something. But the pashtus of the Mishnah of Dafka says that. But either way, Amar Rish Lakish says there's a major factor missing from the Mishnah. The case is where he gave her a dime. He gave her a dime right now, and he says, with this dime, I'm married to you. It's like a tnai. I'm not, and I talk to the Shulta to you. So it's really not getting married with the schar of the talking. Why does he say that? We'll see in a minute. Ubischar lo, is that really true? Just plain schar doesn't work. Vatanya, b'schar she'ekarti chalachamar, I'm going to help you get up on this donkey. And with the schar, how much that's worth to you, I'm married to you with that. Or, shokash shatip l'karona, help you on the wagon. O b'sfinu on the boat, enim kodashas, it doesn't work. But that's if I did it already, shir kaftich, that I already got you on the donkey. But bischar she'arki ve'chalachamar, she'oshi ve'chbakarna b'sfinim kodashas. But the Brisa says, with this, because the first gate does not work because that's already a milva. But with the schar that I'm about to get you on the donkey or on the wagon, it will work. So you see that it works even just plain b'schar. And if you say that, Rish Lakish would say that also was the case where you gave a pruta. For b'schar kamer, Dafka says b'schar. The O Tanya, and also the Brisa says, Shavi mi b'tzavta v'akadish l'chav. She says, can you please sit next to me for a little bit? And with that hana that you're sitting next to me, how much a person would pay for you to sit next to me? I'll be married to you. Schok l'fanai, tell me a good joke. Rekod l'fanai, right, dance in front of me. I say kedimas azeh, build me something like this. Shaman yesh bo shavah prudim mekudashes v'laveinim mekudashes. Again, you see, b'schara works. V'chitem achanai b'diyadav ha'shavah prudim v'shaman osok kamar. Again, you can't say it's talking about a case where he gave a shavah prudim because it says you have to estimate how much it's worth. So tziyuf to the Reish Lakish. So there's a kasha Reish Lakish who says you have to give something. So I'm the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says no, it's the Machloka Sanam that we had about 15 blad ago. Hi Tana Bra, the Tana of the Braisa holds Savar Einu L'Schiris El Basof. When you work for somebody, it's only owed at the last moment. It's not owed all along. So if it's owed at the last moment, so he is jumping the gun and making that into a kedushin and not into a milveh. But Tana Didon Savar says Reish Lakish, but our Tana holds Yeshel L'Schiris B'Tzchil L'Basof, meaning every moment that you owe something and that you're building something, it becomes a milveh. And Mekadesh B'Milveh is Eina Mekudeshes. U'maiduka the Reish Lakish L'Ukma L'Masisa B'Yeshel L'Schiris B'Tzchil L'Basof V'Diavla. So why does Reish Lakish push into a corner? It'd say that our mission is about a case according to the mandamar of Yeshel L'Schiris, and therefore you have to say that it's a case where he gave a Shevar Pruta. Says according to the mandamar of Ein L'Schiris El Basof, and there's no Shevar Pruta. The mission doesn't mention it. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, no, Masnisa Kishise. The language bothered him. My Arya Detani Almanas, Nisli Bishar. Say Bishar in the mission. What's the lesson of Almanas? Almanas sounds like a Tanai. Almanas sounds like a Tanai. So Elisha Amino, call Almanas, Hechad Yavlahu. It must be. That's why Reish Lakish assumes that it is a Tanai, because he used the lesson of Almanas. Okay. Period.
So that's his
finish. His finish is that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you gave a dollar, right. Gave a dollar, and it's according to the Amar of Ein Yeshon L'Schiris B'Tzchil L'Basof.
Because otherwise it's not adding anything else from the other
Mishnah. Right, the other Mishnah is basically saying Makash B'Milveh. Yeah. So that's just Makash B'Milveh. Okay, says the Mishnah. Amanah Sheir Tza'aba. Man goes over to a woman and says, I'm married to you as long as my father is happy about it. Rashi says, Aviv Shel Chasan. Guess he didn't talk about it yet with his father. You know, it's a... I know what kind of relationship he has, but I'm gonna ask, you know, as long as my father says yes, we're married. So then Ratsa Amukudashes, Vimbavena Mukudashes, if they're married, if he wants to, fine, if not, not. The Ritva has 2 days here, whether he has to be happy right when he finds out about it. Is it allowed to grow on him? Is it allowed to, like, he could get to know the son-in-law, the daughter-in-law? Or does it have to be the first time? It's not 2 days in the Ritva. What is meant here? I'm not sure, Yurtsa Abba. Immediately or eventually? Okay. Mesav, what if the father dies? Hariz Amukudashes? They're married. Why? The Gemara will have to figure it out. Meis haben, but if the son died, Melandan Avlo Mashina Rotsa. We teach and we educate the father to make sure that he says, I don't want this marriage, so that she won't be married. The Rashi says to make sure there's no Kiddushin L'mafreya and there's no Yibum issues. Okay, so what's the case of the Mishnah? My Amanashi Yirtza Abba. What does he mean? Amanas that my father wants. Ilema Ada Amar Abba in. Is it literally that I can, until my father says yes? But what about the second case of the Mishnah then? It says if the father died and they're married, in. He didn't say yes. So that can't be the case. So Ella, what must be, what does Amanashi Yirtza Abba mean in the Mishnah? It can't be that I wanted to say yes. Ella Amanashi Yishtok Abba. It must be as long as he doesn't argue. Right? He grunts. And he doesn't say no. Amanashi Yishtok Abba. No, but eventually, according to the second day of the Ritva, he still has to say yes eventually. Right, but here the Gemara says maybe yes, yes, but it's enough that he's quiet.
Well, so that the Ritva says initially, if I'm hearing it.
The Ritva has 2 days, whether he has to say yes immediately or yes if it's. I'm saying, or whatever he has to do, he has to. Do. I just said that yes because I was just taking a caputo in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, maybe the Mishnah means. Amanashi Yirtza means Amanashi Yishtak, as long as my father is quiet, meaning he doesn't say no. But 1 minute, Eima Seifa, but in the third case of the Mishnah, then you have problems. Mesa Ben, if the son dies, Melaminas Avlom Reina Rosa, we teach the father to say he doesn't want it. What do you mean? Am I Vahashasik? Being quiet is good enough. Right? So you can't say Amanashi Yirtza Abba means Shasik. So Ela Gemara says you're right. The first line of the Mishnah means Amanashi Shasik. The last line must mean something else. Ella Amar La, but the third case, Rav Rashi says, Hach Seifa, the last line must be talking about this. Amanashi Lo Yimach Abba. It must be where, as long as my father does not protest. So we tell him not to protest. We tell him not to protest, and that's why, if the son died, as long as the father does not protest, so then, as long as the father, protests, so then the marriage will not work. Period. Says the Gemara, Reisha B'chataima, M'siyasa V'seiv B'chataima. Does it make sense to say the Mishnah is talking about different cases? Right, you have to say the Mishnah is talking about different cases, different lines. So Gemara says, yes, Amar Biyanai in. Yes, that's what we have to do here. Amar Reish Lakish, Shema Minela Derbiyanai. You know what we learn from Biyanai? Dachkinon umukminon masisa betrei taima, v'yalibet chatana. It's better to say the Mishnah is two different cases, but it's all one opinion. Below mukminon betrei tanai b'chat taima, rather than saying the Mishnah is talking about different opinions, but one case. I'd rather have it all as one case, as one opinion. Rav Yosi Barami Amar, no. Lo olam chataymu. Maybe it is one case. I can come up with a case with an ukimta that fits all three lines. What is it? Umay amanash yirtza abba. Amanash shelo yimache abba. Mikan vashlo shem yom. That works in all three cases. As long as my father does not protest for the first month. So, the first case. So Hadil Amanasha Yirtza'av, as long as he does not protest. So that's what it says. If the father wants, meaning if he does not protest, they're married. If not, not. If the father dies, then he's not protesting in the first 30 days. If the son dies, then we teach the father to protest. So that's how it can work in all three cases. Fine. Next Mishnah.
If the father dies within 30 days, you have to wait to
If the father dies within 30 days, they have to wait to the end of the 30 days. Because maybe Tchias HaMesim is going to occur. I think we discussed that at one point. We discussed that at one point to occur that maybe about Tchias HaMesim. And it's different than...
Beginning of Gittin,
I think. Right. By Ones.
No. When
I started giving shir on Gittin, Rav gave shir in the Samachs. Right, I remember that came up. About Tchias HaMesim. To look back. Okay. Right, Kidashti. Right, Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Kidashti is biti v'ani dealing mikidashia. What happens if a man says, "I accepted kiddushin for my daughter, but I don't remember, you know, from who? Some man out there is my lucky son-in-law. I don't remember who." And somebody comes and says, "It's me. I'm the one." Ne'eman, he is believed. But, what if two people come and say, "We are the suitors"? So then, Shnei Nosem get. Then they both have to give a get. V'im ratzu, and if they want, Echad Nosem get v'echad koni. So if they want, the first one can give a get, the second one can get married to her. Because Mimanav Shach. If the first one was the real one, then he gave a get. If the second one's the real one, then the first one's meaningless. So either way, the second one can marry her.
Is
Kone's, well, you assume the condition was already done. Do you have to do the condition again? That's the machlokas we showed him, which we'll get to. Right, we'll get to.
The first one was Chal, and the get
the right, so there's the second one, meaning the second one, you have to do condition again. Lachar, we'd have to do condition again in that case, yes.
If he's a Kohen,
do we assume the first one was Gershon? So we probably be Machmer. Oh, actually, you know what? Maybe it'll be a machlokas we showed him, based on something else I just thought. Okay, so we'll see. Anyway, but there is a machlokas in the Gemara. Amarav, what does it mean that if a guy comes to the father and says, "Hi, it's me," we believe him? The Gemara just says, the Mishnah just says, Naaman. So what does Naaman mean? So Amarav, Naaman litin get, vena Naaman lichnos. No, we're not going to allow him to get married. Right? We'll allow him to give a get. We'll believe him enough to say, "Oh, you're the one to give a get." But we will now allow him to get married. Why? Because, you know, he doesn't have such Naamanis. Why? We believe him to give a get. Why? Because a person doesn't sin where he's not getting any benefit out of it. Right? Every chait is for, because we get hana out of it. A person doesn't sin below low if he doesn't get anything out of it. So therefore, we accept that he's allowed to give a get. But we don't allow him to get married. Maybe just, right, his yetzer. He wants to marry this girl. There's a machlokas we've shown him here. What if he came wanting to get married? Do we even believe him to give a get? Because the whole point here is maybe his yetzer got the better of him. So the Ritva says here, even if he came lakonsa, still, if he's omeid bidiburo, right, if he's omeid bidiburo, we still say ein adam choti v'lo lo, and therefore he's believed to give a get. Well, the Shita on Adolami says, no, what are you talking about? Only if he comes lachachila to give a get. Right, if he says, I married her, but it's time for me to give a get. So then there, we believe him. But if he came lakonsa, then we're going to throw him out, because the whole thing is possibly yitzur tokfo. That's my focus between the Ritva and the Shita on Adolami. But either way, that Shita's Rav. Rav says that the ne'emonis that we give him is limited. Ravasi Amar Af Ne'ema Lichnos. Ravasi says, no, he's even believed to get married. Why? Because, Rashi explains, he wouldn't be brazen enough to lie in front of the father. The father knows that who he married to. So if he comes and takes his chances, the father's not going to say, "You're not the one." So that's a reason that we believe him. Moda Ravasi, one second. Ravasi admits, though, if it's not the father involved, but it's the girl herself. Baomer says, "Kadashti, v'ini de lamina is kadashti." She says, "I got married to somebody, I don't remember who." Uba'achad v'amar kidashtia, and somebody comes, she nem alechnos. So we don't believe her in that case. Why? Because she would say, okay, even if she's not sure, she would be living with this guy. So he's not scared in terms of lying in front of her. So that's why we would believe him in front of the father, but not in front of her either. Einam on lichnos, we don't believe him. What if he comes and gives a get? Can he marry her after that? That's a discussion in the Rishonim here between the Rashba and the Rambam. Yeah.
You said Rashi said that he's not going to lie in front of the father, but one of them is.
he's not going to lie in front of the father. Well, we'll see in a second. We'll see that in a minute. Let's do this. What to talk about here? Let's just do a little more because then we have what to talk about. Tanan Ratzu said the Mishnah Echad Ratzu Echad Nosin Ged Echad Kones. Remember the Mishnah said a case. One of them is gives a get and one of them get married. Chief of the Rav. Isn't that a kash on Rav? Rav says they now get married. Now they get married in this case. So Amalecha Rav Shiny Hasam. No, Rav says there is different. Tekiva Teika Acher Bahadei Ertusei Mistas. If Rav says if you come yourself, then we won't let you to get married. But if two people are coming, and you know this other guy is saying something, then you're scared of the other guy, that maybe the father's going to recognize the other guy and not you. You have two people, it's a lineup, so it's easier. So therefore, it's a myth that you're scared there, so therefore we really think you're telling the truth if you're coming with another guy. But says Tosfos, one of them is for sure lying. Says the little Tosfos Kivan, one of them is for sure lying, miyu, oso shekichesh misyari lakonsav and osein get. It must be the guy who optioned to give the get is the one that was lying. That's what Tosfos says. It must be the one that optioned to give the get is the one that was lying. It says the Beis Shmuel on Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer. According to this, they would not have to do, the second guy would not have to do a Kedushin. Because, right, the question that you asked before. Oh, yeah. Why? Because we assume the guy who gave the Gershin is the one that was lying. So this guy must have been not married. The Rashbam, the other Rishonim may say, no, he has to do a marriage. Maybe he's not assuming litosis. He does not have to do another Kedushin. Let's do a little bit more like Ravasi, and Bryce like supports Ravasi. Ravasi who says he could even get married. There it is, you can get married. And what if after he gets married, somebody else says, I'm the one? Sorry. He does not have enough power to aser. We showed him, say, even if he didn't get married yet, but he just had the heter bezdin to get married. That's also too late. Ha'isha shamer, but if the woman herself says, this kadashti, v'ini adi alamin is kadashti, o'ba'achar v'amar ani kadashti, einem alichnos, mipnei she'im mechape olav. Right? So she would try to cover him up, and therefore he is not scared to lie in front of her. Lie in front of her. Period. The big action here is on the Ran. The Ran says 2 points. Number one, well, even before that, I'm sorry. Rashi says, as we mentioned before, he's scared to lie in front of the father, and therefore, that's why we trust him. Sounds like from the Rashi that the father has to be there. Sounds like from Rashi the father has to be there. Right? The Ran said, the Machne says, I think just the opposite. If Chashaminan, I think if the father's not there, it's better. Because there's a Reyesi, the father's here, and he doesn't recognize this guy? So that's a Reyes against him! That's why you need the reason of if the father's around and he sees it, doesn't recognize him, that's why you need the reason of he's scared to lie in front of the father. Because those balance each other out. But really, the father doesn't have to be there. He says, like every Isha's trusted in Isurin, ain't echanem and Bisurin. So here too, by Isha's trusted by Isha Nita, Abukashamesa Av, Kiva Delekareas, or the Shema, Mayakayim, Hayamakiro, Mamila Nemanaf Lichnos, Kidashkan Gabi Nita, Nemanas, Lokashin Shamiso Tokfo. They don't have that. So the Mechna says kind of just the opposite of what the Pashas of Rashi is. But then you have the Ran. The Ran here says, but 1 second, Eidach Nehme Bisurin, this isn't Stam Isur, this is Dover Sheba Erva. Ain't Dover Sheba Erva Pachas Bishnayin. This isn't like a piece of treif, kosher treif, Eidach Nehme Bisurin. This is Dover Sheba Erva. Ain't Dover Sheba Erva Pachas Bishnayin, says the Rani is so gadol. Ain't Dover Sheba Erva Pachas Bishnayin only applies when you're being motzi mechazaka. But here, you know she's married, you just don't know to who. So he comes as Mevarer and goes along with the Chazaka. That's then Eidachanem and Bisurin. Eidachanem does not apply there. That is the important line of the Ran discussed by all the Achronim here and Daf Chav Zayin and the Daf Yerif. That is the sheet of the Ran. The question that is asked on the Ran is a steer in the Ran. We had a Gemara in Mesechas Nazir and elsewhere where a man makes a Shliach. Go marry for me a woman. And then the shliach dies. And you don't know who the man is married to. And he can't get married to anybody, the Gemara says, because every woman might be the sister of the one who he got married to. So the Rishonim there discuss, what if all the relatives of this woman come and say, it wasn't us? So can he now marry this woman? So the Ran says no. The Ran there says no. Right? Machlok and Rishonim there, the Ran says no. Why? What do you mean in the Vashavar Pachas Bishnaim? Same thing. There you know he's married to somebody, so these sisters say it's not them, so then just married to this. So over here, how could the Ran here say that as long as you go with the Chazaka, right? That's the Kasha on the Ran. So number of answers on the Ran. First is the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, and Chelek Beis, Simon Lamed Zion, Os Tess. Right, that whole simon is all about, do you trust in Enecha Misur, and is that only Neged Chazaka or only with Chazaka? So he quotes this Ran and says, no, the Ran doesn't mean what we think he means. The Ran means, would we do the same thing to the parties involved before the Edom came and after the Edom came? It doesn't mean, are you changing Chazaka or not. In our case, we know, says the Ran, the Had, the Kasa, the Kiddushin, the Rakla, Hutsi, Amechaz, Kasa, Eno, Neman, Ein Kamarazo, Dafka, Sheyela, Cheskas, Isser, the Meikara, the Meikara, the Vada Gamba, the Leka, Chazaka, the Meikara, Eno, Neman, Laharan. Rakavanaso, Hecha, the Baha, Eid, Lahotsi, Mimasha, Hayinu, Machzikin, Osobebezin, Meikara, Kodem, Sheheyed. The difference is, are we Machzikur as somebody else from beforehand? So in our case, we are Machzikur as married to someone, to a person. We just don't know who. And therefore, what would Bezin do right now? Nothing yet. Bezin would do nothing yet to this man. Nothing yet. Right? Kamosha Omer, right? Avo Bahakta Omer Kidashi is Biti. Hari Kodem She'elafaneinu. Hechzachnu lahabasha ha'asur l'chol ha'olam. Umuteres v'adam echad. We know she's usher to everybody and mutter to one person. The father says, I married her to one guy. V'gam achshav. And when the ink comes, he says it was me. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. Right? What we would have done beforehand. But in that case, in the case of the shliach, what do we do now? We say she's usher to everybody. We don't know what the shliach did. Everyone in the world is usher, and these women are trying to be matir. In our case, he's not usher to everybody in the world. Nothing's yet. That's the Beis HaLevi. That's what it means. That's what the Ran really means. Are we changing what Bezdin would do, our matzik this woman or not? That is that. Rav Shimon. Where is it? Rav Shmuel Rozovsky has a different shot. What does it mean, Ein Devar She'ar Parchas Mishnayim, whenever you're being made about the status of a woman? That's Devar She'be'erva. Because she's the erva, she's the Eishes Ish. But when you're being made about the status of a man, that's not Devar She'be'erva. That's his chiddush. So in that case, where the man says, I married somebody, and you're trying to figure out which woman is the Eishes Ish, which woman is not the Eishes Ish, that's Devar She'be'erva, Ein Devar She'ar Parchas Mishnayim. But in our case, what's the case? Who's the man? Who's the man? That's not Devar She'be'erva. So we have to see if this works with all the cases. But he says, that's not a problem. You're talking about erva. Someone about the gavra, not about the status. Over there, it's a problem. And here, it is not a problem. The third pshat also, just is the Rav Shach, has a third pshat. And maybe the difference is, because over here, he's bari. He says, it's me. It's me. What's that case in Nazir? It's not me. I don't know who it is, but it's not me. And the sister says it wasn't us. So there's a difference between whether there's a case of a Bari or a case of a Suffolk. Those are three answers, but the Ran, explained by the Beis HaLevi, you have Rishmuel Rozovsky and Rav Shach all explaining how this case relates to Davar, Ein Davar She'be'erva, Pachas Mishnayim. Okay, tomorrow we continue with the Bai Lahu. Okay, we'll stop here.